whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
What's up? What's up?
It's good to see you, dude. You chopped it off, dude. You got that spiky hair again, man. You had that long hair. Wow.
You know what? I had to. It didn't work. I thought it was like 30 years ago where it was like, you know, full and blah. And it was nothing like that. Nothing. I was like, yeah, go back to punk rock. I mean,
yes, yeah, punk rock vibe going. Come on. Shit's good though. Life's cool, dude. Got a lot of good things going on here.
Yeah.
E. Roach world and yeah, a lot of good things, man.
Well, you know, this is a good interview because this is one of the few times where I'm not asking anything because actually you want to share something with us. And so I'm just going to lean back and see what you have to say. And we're talking about Leave Your Light On, right?
Yeah. So we've been, we went and had an opportunity last year in the process of this album Cycle for Ego Trip. We've had a lot of really cool successes and, you know, we were just trying to find a way to, how did we wrap this album cycle up? And Leave a Light On has always been a song that we've really loved. And it's been a very powerful track. Every time I play it for somebody, they're just like moved. And, it's just one of those songs. I think it's a really important message that you know, I wanted to convey as a writer, as an artist. You know, I'll be there for my people no matter what. In the toughest of times, in the hardest of times, in the best of times, I'm there. I'm with you through it all. And as my older boys venture off into the world, and you know, I got two older sons that are going to college and they're living, you know, they're out there in the world now. And I just wanted to send them off with that message. Like, listen, no matter how hard life gets out there, no matter how heavy it's, you've always got a safe place with me, right? And I've had people do that to me in my life. And so in America, we partner with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention with this song. You know, the song is called Leave a Light On, and the tagline for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention is talk away the dark.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what this music is, man. It's like working through our traumas and our angers and our frustrations and our failures. You know, I work through it through music, and I find it's important to be able to express yourself, and not a lot of people, I guess it takes some time to learn how to like work through some troubles. And if you got somebody that's walking through your darkness with you, chances are you're going to come out on the other side stronger. And, you know, we've had a lot of great success with this song. And yeah, we went out on tour with Shinedown. And it was the perfect tour for us to release this song to radio in America, worldwide, absolutely, you know, and take this message out there on the road. And it really became, honestly, one of my favorite parts of the show. You know, it's just totally stripped down. It's like, you know, a Papa Roach show. It's just like, we're going to come smash you in the face. And this song really gives us a moment in the show to really, like, make it feel intimate, make it feel special, you know, with that acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
And it's been one of my favorite moments in the show. And, you know, now that we're off the road, and I miss it, man. I miss being on that stage. I miss connecting with people. But I know that, you know, I got more gas in the tank later this year, early next year, we'll be back out on the road and ripping it. You know what I'm saying? Connecting with the fans. You know, and until then, it's about this song, Leave a Light On. It's about the message, and it's about pushing that out to the people. And, you know, we know that our music has been a source of hope to some people.
Yeah.
And I think that that's powerful, man. When music can come through and just like shine a light in some dark spaces, that's a good thing. And, you know, I mean, since the beginning of our career, our first single, Last Resort, it was like, that song was just like, a cry for help, you know? And so we've talked about this mental health thing since the beginning, you know?
And I have people around me with depression. I talk about that. And there's one thing that may sound like a stupid question, but actually it isn't, because I really talked to this guy. Can you really talk away the dark? Could you do it, you know, for yourself? Was it actually possible for you?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, man. You know, I found that, especially for me early on in recovery, for me and being around like-minded people that were battling the same battle that I was walking through. And that was like, honestly, one of the most helpful, seasons of growth for me personally, is just in talking about it and putting it out there. And I think that, our secrets or the things that we hold inside can be, you know, there's a saying, you're only as sick as your secrets that you hide.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, if you're struggling with stuff, it's like 9 times out of 10, it's some stuff that you're burying down deep inside. And you know, I'll say it straight up. Like, I've done talk therapy in my life. That's been really helpful. And that, like I said earlier, I've had a handful of men that have really known me through and through, because I've been able to open up to them and just like lay it all out there. And I think when you put those things that you're struggling with out there and you make yourself vulnerable, it's a scary place to be, straight up. Like, it's a scary place to be to really tell people what's really going on and what's happening. But I found that in my life, when I do that, man, there's growth. It's like a pressure valve gets released. And sometimes it's writing a song. Sometimes it's talking about these things that give me the opportunity to look at my issues or what I'm struggling with a fresh perspective.
Yeah. So what does a dynamite bomb like you do on when you get so much time off? How do you fill your day? Because you're full of activity.
Oh,
yeah. You're exploding, man. I know you.
Yeah, man, it's a challenge for me, straight up, man. It's like, when I come home, it's like I'm exhausted. I get a break, and about a month in, I'm like, what am I doing? And now it's like, I've been creative. I've been hooking up with the band.
Yeah.
We'll get together for a week straight, write a bunch of songs, and that's been a really great experience for me. I do a lot of yard work, you know, getting outside in the yard and like, you know, fixing things. I like building and planting plants, and you know, it's an interesting life I live, but I've always got something creative going on in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
And so it's hard for me to sit still. Straight up, it's hard for me to sit still. Even when I'm watching TV, I'm like, I get up and pace around.
So how long does it take for your wife to tell you, get out of the fucking house?
Oh, dude, it's like 3 weeks. 3 weeks. It's like, God, do you need to get back out on the road? I'm like, I know. Yeah.
Beautiful. So you're talking new music. How is the band? How is Papa Roach doing over all these years? You guys, for us, looking at you, you seem to be stronger and more connected than ever.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a unit. It's insane. But there is actually, you know, never a leak of anything where you go like, you know, there's no rumors about anyone. There's nothing. It's just like you too.
Yeah, man. I got to tell you, it's like, it's a brotherhood.
Yeah.
You know? It's a family. We've been doing this since we were teenagers, since we were kids, you know, and this bond that we built together is something that just, I don't know what could break this bond.
Yeah.
I'm into commitment, you know, it's like this band is a testament to that. My marriage to my wife, Kelly, is a testament to that. You know, I've been with my band, just as long as I've been with my wife, you know.
Yeah.
It's this thing that's just constant in my life, and I'm so grateful for it, you know. And not a lot of people get to do what we do, and so I approach it with gratitude, you know. And even when I'm like, I'm exhausted. Say I'm out on the road and I'm like 18 months into a tour and I'm exhausted and I just feel like, oh, I can't even go on. I can't do it. And then I get on that stage and there's this connection and this thing that happens again. And it's just like that reminder, you know? And we love what we do. And fuck, I have no other skills. Really. This is it. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
What about the yard work?
I mean, I could be a gardener, you know, I could be a landscaper.
A water metal landscaper. I want to see that, man.
You know, but I'm just, it's just my life, man. And I choose to do it with a sense of purpose. And I will continue to do that because we've spent so much time in building this story and this legacy of this band that it's like, I want to shit on this thing. Like I want to honor it. You know what I mean? Like I want to ride this thing into the sunset and leave a mark and be remembered for making, you know, being authentic, real, make powerful music and just, you know, standing on what I believe in, you know?
Can you imagine that this band is nowadays would work with another member?
Man,
different members.
That would be, I couldn't even imagine that, honestly. It's like, you know, me and my bass player, sometimes we're just like, we butt heads, right? But we both know there's a magic in that, you know, our personalities and this like, God, fucking, you driving me crazy, motherfucker. I just want to like, but there's this chemistry between he and I that musically it's like, we really inspire each other. And I think that's like that's the common ground for us, you know?
Yeah.
And we've learned so much from each other in our lives. You know, we are straight up both each other's teachers, you know, creatively life, you know, when it comes to life and evolving as creators and men. And, you know, it's like, it's a cool balance in the relationship of like turmoil and peace.
The yin and the yang, man.
Absolutely.
Are there any goals that you want to achieve with the band that you haven't achieved yet? I'm not talking Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or whatever, which is just the appreciation thing. But, you know, we're like, this is something we need to do, or this is something we haven't, you know, quite come around.
I think eventually at some point in our time, the stadium tour, you know, at some point in our career, that's the major goal. That's like the end game goal. And you know, I've been talking to some friends and other bands about these things because we saw Metallica, you know, the Big Four go out and do that. And I'm like, all right, well, who the fuck is the next Big Four? I want to be a part of that. And that's something for me that it's definitely a goal. I think that it's something that in our career we can pull off.
I can see that totally, but you know, in order to imitate Motley Crue, you have to gain a little weight as a singer.
Oh man!
Well, it's a stadium tour for you, right? Right? There you go.
Hey, dude, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go on a stadium tour, but I'm gonna go do it like Papa Roach would go do it. You know what I mean? Like, that's the deal. You know, but shout out to Motley Crue for getting out there and carrying the flag for rock and roll. And
yeah, totally, totally.
It's impressive to see. And, you know, I saw him, we did some festivals a couple
last summer.
Yeah.
And, I saw Motley a couple times out there and having John Five out with the boys, you could tell they were leveled up. There was an inspiration in the band.
Yeah.
There was another energy there that was, it's powerful. He's a dope guitar player too, man. So I got a lot of love for John Five. I even got a club with a J for John Five. Look at that.
if you're part of the Big Four, who are the other three bands that you would want to see out there with you?
Oh, dude, let's freak it.
Oh, man, that's a tough one, dude.
I know. I put you on the spot right there, man.
I mean,
System of a Down, Korn, and Deftones.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's a big five. I don't know.
Being very diplomatic. Well, I have no more further questions to ask. I hope you're still, although everything, you know, is level with you, I hope you're still going to enjoy your time off.
Oh, yeah, a little bit here and there. You know?
And I know we talked a lot about, you know, sad things and depression and everything and how do you get around it, because that's the purpose of why we're talking. But I still have to show you one thing where you probably need to, like, you know, take a moment and to you know, get it all in, because this is just for you. I was waiting for this.
It's so funny because I hit you up on Instagram and I was I look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. And I was like, I was thinking, I'm all, is this motherfucker going to break out some bad shit? I was like, should I wear a t-shirt? I literally thought about wearing a t-shirt and being like, you motherfucker, beat me to it. Hey, respect.
Respect. Well, I know this joke never gets old. I'm sorry. But Tuscaloosa is not the same anymore. So.
Hey, all love, though, dude. It's good to see you, man.
Yeah, I hope you're going to be back here soon. We miss you. And
We got big plans.
Rage.
Big plans for 2025. So we'll see you guys.
Good. Well, then take care. All right.
Absolutely.
I only expect hits, right? Don't forget that.
Don't do nothing less, bro.
No pressure.
All right, my man.
See ya. Thank you.
Whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Subscribe to our channel for more rocking podcasts.